Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Zechariah, Chapter 8, Perek Chet. Our learning is dedicated to Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, to their safety and success, to the swift return of all of the Chatufim, the hostages, and to the healing of all those wounded in this war in Gaza. Yesterday we studied Perek Zayin and Chet all together. We saw the people of Bavel, who have already see that we've reached 70 years of Galut. They already see that the temple structure is standing, and they say, do we still need to fast on Tisha B'Av? And the prophet says, you know, that's not the point. The point is, what society are you going to create? And he encourages them and says, if you look here in, for example, in Pasuk Tet Zayin, in verse 16, Dabru emet ish et rehu, speak truth one to another, emet u'mishpat shalom, shiftu b'sharechem. In your gates you should judge truth, justice, peace. B'sheh ra'at rehu, al tachshavu b'lavchem. Don't think badly about one another. Ushvuat sheker al tehavu, and don't like uttering untruths, false vows to one another. Hit kol elah shesaneti numashem. God says, I despise those things. And the passage ends with vaha emet vaha shalom ehavu, truth and peace. And it's really about this that I'd like to talk about. We're going to focus our learning today simply on this phrase. And maybe the entry point here is the Mishnah in Masechet Avot. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed. The world stands on three things. Al ha'din, v'al ha'emet, v'al ha'shalom. The world stands on justice, truth, and peace. As it says, emet u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sharechem. Quotes our verse. Truth, justice, and peace you should judge in your courtyards, or in your gateways. Now, it's interesting that the Torah, in his introduction to Choshen Mishpat, raises the question of how we exactly see this, because he remembers that at the beginning of the first chapter of Pirkei Avot, we have a statement, Al Shlosha Devarim Olam Omed, Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah V'Al Gemilut Chasadim. The world stands on Torah, divine service, maybe the temple or prayer, and Gemilut Chasadim. So what's the most important thing? Torah, Avodah, Gemilut Chasadim, Al Shlosha Devarim Ha'olam Omed. The world stands on three things. Or our Mishnah, which says, Al Shlosha Devarim Ha'olam Kayam. And he says, makes a lovely distinction, the Torah, in his introduction to Choshen Mishpat, where he starts talking about civil law. He says, certainly, what we aim to do in life is Torah, Avodah, Gemilut Chasadim. But there are three necessary conditions. And those are din, emet, and shalom. He says, if you don't have din, then we'll just have a society of violence. You need justice in society, because people have a tendency to, whoever's stronger than the other will simply prevail against the other, will use their strength as an advantage to extort another person. So you need mishpat. You need emet, because otherwise there's no trust. And trust is a necessary condition for society. And you need shalom, peace. As he says, mit palel, in other words, if society is in a state of turmoil, if there is political instability or if there is war, then people are in a state of torment and calm. So he says, Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, the world is there for Torah, avodah gemilut chasadim, but Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam kayam. But society can only exist if you have din, emet, and shalom. I think that's a very beautiful idea. These aren't necessarily ideals, but these are necessarily conditions for society. But you know, when we think about it, if I asked you, do you believe in Emet? Everybody would put up their hand and say, yes, I believe in truth. And somebody else, and then I'd say, do you believe in peace? And you'd say, sure, I believe in peace. But sometimes they clash. Sometimes, you know, if I take a little conflict like the one we're having here in Israel over the last 100 years, if I say, who does the land belong to? So maybe the Jews will say, Eretz Israel belongs to us. And maybe the Arabs will say, Eretz Yisrael belongs to us, Palestine. And then if we all stand by our truth, we won't have peace. But if we have peace, maybe people are going to have to put their truth aside. Sometimes you can have truth at the price of peace, or peace at the price of truth. The classic example given by Chazal about this is Moshe versus Aaron. The famous story about Aaron, who would go up to even a Rasha and would befriend him. And when that man, that evil man, was thinking of doing something wrong, he'd say, how am I going to look Aaron in the face tomorrow? Two people had an argument. Aaron would go up to one of them, Aaron HaKohen. And after they had an argument, he said, you know, your friend, he's so upset. You know, maybe you should really think about apologizing to him. Maybe you should make up with him. He'd go to the second guy and he'd say, you know, maybe you should make up with your friend. He's so upset. And eventually when they came to one another, so says the Midrash, they would hug and kiss and say, oh, you know, I'm so sorry I hurt you. I didn't mean to make you upset. And they say that's why Aaron was Ohev Shalom, Vrodev Shalom, Ohev et habriotum karvan la Torah. He brought people close to Torah. He created an environment of peace. Whereas Moshe was different. Moshe was mochichan bidvarim kashim. Moshe would rebuke them in very harsh ways. He'd say it as it was. I remember once hearing Marosh Yeshiva of Liechtenstein say that, can you imagine a conversation between Moshe and Aaron? Moshe would turn around to Aaron and say, how can you talk that way? You're lying. You're lying to these people. It could go horribly wrong. Why are you befriending that Rasha, that evil man? That man is, you know, he extorts people. He's fraudulent. How could you make out as if he's a good guy? You're gambling. You're gambling on people's goodwill. It's very nice, Aaron, that you're there for shalom, but where's your emet? In other words, from emet perspective, there's no room for shalom. And from a shalom perspective, maybe you can only have shalom if you go for the emet. Sometimes emet and shalom, truth and peace, can be at loggerheads. And this is the source of a fascinating argument between in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Vav, about whether you are allowed liftsoa, are you allowed to make a compromise? Are you allowed to engage in a court settlement, which is not according to the law, but it is a mediated settlement, a state of mediation? It's called liftsoa, to find a middle way, to find a third way. And you have Rabbi Elazar ben Osha, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says, asur liftsoa, v'chol ha-butzeh ha-harei zeh chotei. You're not allowed to make a compromise. Instead, Yikov hadin et ahar, as it says, ki amishpat lelohim hu, that the law bore through the mountain. The law is everything. It is God's statement. You should always go according to halacha. Halacha is the truth. And therefore, you always have to rule according to the law. And v'chein Moshe haya omer, Yikov hadin et ahar. But then we say, but Aaron was ohev shalom v'rodev shalom, says the Gemara. And therefore, Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha has the opposite. He says, mitzvah liftsoa. You've got to find a middle way. And guess what he quotes? He quotes our chapter. Emet u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem. Can you find a solution which is, on the one hand, emet, true, on the other hand, mishpat, law, but it will create shalom. And he says, v'halo b'makom sheyesh mishpat ein shalom. Isn't it true that sometimes where there is law, there is no peace? Of makom sheyesh shalom, and where there is peace, there is no law. So he says, ela ezehu mishpat sheyesh bo shalom. Where is there law, which also has peace? Ze bitzua. That is a middle way. And interestingly enough, he says, and that is the way that David, the kings of Israel, used to rule. You know, there are cases where David accepts people for judgment. Solomon accepts people for judgment. And it's interesting that in this Gemara in Sanhedrin Davav, their claim is, V'chein b'David haya omer v'i-David oseh mishpat u'tzdaka. And he says, usually mishpat doesn't have tzdaka, and tzdaka doesn't have mishpat. So what are we talking about? Bitzua, the notion of pshara, compromise. I find this fascinating because I personally completed a course in mediation. And that's exactly what we do. In mediation, two people come for mediation. two people come for mediation. They each have very, very different positions. One person wants one thing, another wants another thing. If they went to the court would rule in favor of one and to the detriment of the other. And there probably would be emet, but no shalom. They probably wouldn't talk to each other. What you do in mediation is you try and find a way to find a third way. You try and get them each to listen to one another, to talk to one another, to see the other one's needs, to understand the source of what is agitating each of them. And sometimes you actually manage to be in a situation where you can carve out, it's not a binary, guilty or innocent. It's not yes or no. Maybe you can find a solution in which you can create a sense of shalom. You've created an accepted agreement between both of them. Each of them maybe even can keep the other one in mind a little bit and can understand that there are needs of both of them. And actually, if you come to some sort of compromise, you can find a way of satisfying both sides and have an agreement of shalom, which also has within it, of course, emet. Fascinatingly, the Rambam rules in Hilchot Sanhedrin, Perak Chaf Bet, that mitzvah lomar lebale dinim, bitchilat hadin, atem rotzim bepshara, that it's a mitzvah to turn around and suggest a sort of compromised agreement. And he says, v'kol beit din she'osim pshara tamid, harei ze meshubach. The best way is to come to this compromise agreement, as it says, mishpat emet shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem, that we want to have both mishpat and shalom. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.